Graffiti on the Whitehorse Cenotaph War Memorial was spotted by a city transit worker who then notified the Whitehorse Legion Branch on January 28. Whitehorse Legion Branch President, Joe Mewitt, told the news on January 29 that efforts are underway to restore the cenotaph's surfaces to its original condition, and he hopes that the graffiti will be removed by the end of the week. I'm going to say hopefully by end of the week. I'm going to make some phone calls in a little bit here and figure out what we can do to get that off of there, Mewitt said. The graffiti appears to show the initials, GS plus NP, with an illegible symbol drawn in permanent marker on the cenotaph. Mewitt said he believes the graffiti does not appear to represent anything that would appear to be hateful, and that this is the first time the Legion have been notified about the cenotaph being vandalized. I looked at it, and to me, it does not resemble anything concerning. My major concern was that it might be a hate crime symbol, especially with everything going on in the world right now, Mewitt said. The Legion is planning to investigate whether security camera footage captured the incident outside the city of Whitehorse Hall where the cenotaph is located, just to see if anything could be seen. I don't know if there's any cameras at City Hall that work in that area, or around Westmark, or anywhere in that area that would have visibility. That is something we are going to investigate, just to see if anything can be seen, Mewitt said. The Whitehorse Legion do not plan to press charges if the culprit is discovered, Mewitt said. He explained that if an individual comes forward and admits guilt, the Legion is only interested in highlighting the significance that the Whitehorse Cenotaph holds for Yukoners and the many veterans currently still living in the Yukon. I'm not up for pressing charges against anybody or anything like that. To me, that's a waste of time and money. It's just a matter of if the individuals could be identified, it'd be nice to have a chat and explain what this means, Mewitt said. The Whitehorse Legion serves approximately 150 veterans, including two Second World War veterans, around 30 to 50 veterans who served in Afghanistan, and veterans who served in Bosnia and the Gulf War, according to Mewitt. Carrie Ann Scholes, secretary of the Whitehorse Legion, confirmed that the branch has approximately 450 members in total. The motivation behind the vandalism is unknown, but one possible reason could be ignorance, Mewitt said. He added that younger generations are losing connection to the sacrifices made by veterans from both world wars and to the service of men and women who have served Canada in conflicts since then. Back when World War I, World War II, and the Korea War was happening, people lived it. They see stuff on the news, but it's not really affecting anything taking place here in Canada, Mewitt said. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com. Editor's note. The article mistakenly stated that the Whitehorse Legion has around 150 members. This number actually refers to the veterans within the branch. The total membership of the Whitehorse Legion is approximately 450 members.